When Fabiola Silva first came to Champaign, 4 months pregnant, the only food she ate for a month was hot dogs. They were the only food she knew how to order in English. Originally from Tamaulipas, a state in Mexico, Silva moved to Champaign from Texas, where she says the language environment was easier for her to navigate.
Porque en Texas hablan español, la mayoría de parte habla español. O sea, si necesitas...
Silva says language has been a huge barrier because when she moved to Champaign, there weren't that many people she knew who spoke English. She says she didn't know where to go for prenatal care, so her husband asked for advice from a friend whose wife was pregnant. Silva was referred to WIC, the food assistance program for women, infants, and children, which set her up with an insurance card and sent her to find a doctor. But the doctor was difficult for her to find. This struggle in finding prenatal care due to a language barrier is an experience shared by many women who don't speak English in Champaign. And this doesn't just mean Spanish speakers. That's Champaign County resident Eulalia Gaspar Pablo talking about her medical insurance at the YMCA building in Champaign. She's speaking Concobal. To communicate with those who don't speak Concobal, Gaspar talks to a YMCA Concobal interpreter who interprets that Concobal into Spanish. Another interpreter then interprets that Spanish into English. Champaign County officials say that 70 languages are spoken in the county, and 16% of people's first language is not English. And as OBGYN and researcher at the University of South Florida, Kimberly Fryer, says, language is only one barrier Spanish-speaking women face when seeking pregnancy care. In her 2021 study, Fryer found that, along with language, a lack of cultural understanding is a significant barrier that prevents Spanish-speaking women from receiving early and frequent prenatal care.
It becomes kind of a systematic issue of bias because all of a sudden you're being treated differently just because you don't speak English.
Silva, the mother from Mexico, says she experienced cultural bias at a clinic in Champaign when a doctor scolded her for wanting to have more kids. She says in Mexico, having many kids is normal. In the United States, that isn't exactly the case. Sometimes, she says, doctors don't know that patients don't know something, and instead of providing information, doctors scold them. Healthcare professionals say when patients feel judged like this, they'll lose trust in the system and could be less likely to speak up if something's wrong. Then, they say, patients could be at risk for untreated health problems. Data shows that Hispanic women are more likely to receive late prenatal care, or even none at all. University of Illinois Spanish professor Ann Abbott started a class to address disparities like this. It's called Health Professionals and U.S. Latinx Communities. She says medical professionals should start learning about language and biases while they're in college, well before medical school.
If our educational system could offer these foundational opportunities while they're still college students, that's very valuable because that's laying a foundation that they can take with them forward.
Silva agrees. She says healthcare professionals should take the time to pay attention to what women need and educate themselves about other cultures.
Atención en eso, ¿me entiendes? Y hay mucha gente que pues le falta información y más como uno que viene de México, de otra parte.
I'm Carolina Garibay, Illinois Student Newsroom.